Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, one other thing before we get to your calls. Aaron Rodgers met the regular media today, not the conversation he has with Pat McAfee on Tuesdays. And Aaron was asked about his future. Because remember, Aaron Rodgers said before this season, he thought he could play multiple more years.
Four more years.
And I remember when he said that, I got very excited. I was like, okay, great. I got my guy for the next 4 years. Obviously, Aaron has not had a great year personally. His team has had a terrible year. Has this changed his view on playing next year and beyond?
You've talked about wanting to play beyond this year.
Yeah.
Before. Has the way this season gone for you or as a team changed that thought at all?
Not really. Not for the negative. No, not really.
Do you still want to play in 2025?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Are you surprised by that answer?
No, not at all. Because how can you leave after this season? Especially if it ends the way that, you know, it's trending.
If
it changes and they go on a crazy run and they maybe get close to or in the playoffs, that's even more reason to play in 2025. You know what I mean? So the only way I think it gets crazy that he wants to play in 2025 is if he gets banged up, not like misses the season, but like hurt, looks compromised, looks old. You know, guys are just, it's just not there.
You don't think he looks old at times this year?
Of course he does.
So then, isn't that already happening?
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like it's terminal. Mm. It doesn't. He's still in games, right?
Yeah.
He has chances to win games. He's just not making those plays.
Yeah. So I was giving this thought on if the Jets go on a playoff run, they make the playoffs. Obviously, we're all going to come very differently to Aaron Rodgers. We're all going to be like,
100%.
Great, what a turnaround, bring him back for another year.
And it's going to be because of him.
No doubt about it. So I think that's an easy one. Jets turning around, of course, we're all going to open arms, bring him back for another year. Let's try this again. Maybe you're bringing the head coach back too, as crazy as that sounds. But I started to think, is there anything that could happen where they fall short of the postseason and I would still want Aaron Rodgers back?
Hmm.
And the reality is, it would take a lot of hope in the second half for me to actually, as a fan, say, you know what, we didn't make the playoffs, it was a colossal failure, I'm going to bring him back. Because I think it creates so many other, like, bad elements. Like, all right, well, who's your head coach? Are you going to hire a head coach and tell him, you're coaching Aaron Rodgers because he's back for a year or two?
Right, he's under contract and we're not moving off of the deal.
Right, so you're telling him Aaron's your quarterback, and we'll figure out two years from now. Are you really going to attract the best by doing that? You want to give the head coach more of a clean slate to do what they want.
Right.
I mean, not be forced.
When you think about it, that's the corner that they've painted themselves into right now. Because if you don't make the playoffs, and just say you just limp there, so you win three more games, but you're not really close. 6-11, you finish this season,
or even 7-10, like they have the last 2 years.
Yeah, whatever, 7-10,
yeah.
And you move on from Jeff Ulbrich, but Aaron Rodgers is here, Devontae Adams is here. You got some talent, obviously. You got some skill both sides of the ball, but who really wants the job?
Yeah,
especially you're not in position to draft whoever the new head coach is. Is his quarterback following Aaron Rodgers?
Right,
right. Which so it becomes not an appealable job.
Well, and also I also would want, and this is what I've thought about when I don't want to think about the offseason, but you naturally think about it. I want the guy who's going to be here for the next 10 years. I want the next great head coach. That's what I'd want.
Yes.
So one idea, and G has said this a lot, Giannotti, over the last few weeks, is John Gruden. Mm-hmm. And I've given it thought, and the more I think about it, I don't want John Gruden. And it's not even just about, I'll tell you why. It's not even just the controversy and the emails. That's a completely separate issue, which is worthy of discussion. But I'm going to tell you the football reason why I don't want John Gruden. I think he's vastly overrated. Like, I think he was a good coach. Well, don't get me wrong.
No, he was.
I don't think
he's a good
motivator. Very good motivator. And he's fine. And maybe for other franchises, I'd say, sure, you know, bring him back. He's fine. But for my franchise, I would want to reset. I would want to blow the whole thing up, and I would want that guy who I can grow with and be the next great head coach for the next decade, and I don't see that with John Gruden.
And wasn't Gruden, how long, Gruden was out of the game for 10 years?
And then he went back to coach the Raiders, and he was there for 4 years before he got fired
but
or removed
or
whatever.
There was never any, there wasn't like innovation. It didn't feel like, this is new and exciting.
Did you feel he was innovating with the Las Vegas Raiders when he got there?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So when he came, he was out for 10 years, and he came back 10 years later.
Correct. So his last year coaching in Tampa was 2008. He returned to the Raiders in 18 and then coached him 18, 19, 20, 21 and was removed early on in the 2021 season.
Right.
I agree. Was there innovation with the Raiders?
I don't think so.
I think it's all hype.
They also had the worst GM besides Dave Gettleman. Mayock was awful.
I understand. I get it. He didn't have a great quarterback and have great talent. I'm just saying, like, he doesn't feel to me like, A, the guy who's going to lead me for the next 10 years.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he's overrated for two reasons. I think he's overrated because he did win a Super Bowl, which I don't want to take away from. Mm-hmm. He did a lot in Oakland and then Tampa. Yeah. I mean, he basically built a Raider team.
No, he built two Super Bowl teams.
100%.
So you give him credit. Well,
I give him a lot of credit.
I lie to that. That's a lie. He built a Super Bowl team, but won it with another Super Bowl
team. Tony Dungy's team.
It was Tony Dungy's team.
Absolutely. But he still did it. Yeah. And I give him a lot of credit for that. He won a Super Bowl.
That was a different era, man.
Well, it was 20-plus years ago.
Fullbacks. Both teams had fullbacks.
Right.
Think about that.
I get you.
Both teams had fullbacks. So
Tommy was still a virgin. Like, it was a long time ago.
90% of the snaps were under center.
So yeah.
Think about what we're talking about.
That's why, but I think, okay, so he's overrated because he won a Super Bowl, and I think he's overrated because he's got a personality that people really liked on TV. But outside of that, he's a good head coach. Mm-hmm. That doesn't excite me. So I understand why it's brought up. I think it was a good idea when G had it. I'm just saying, as a Jeff fan, that doesn't excite me. I don't think that's my answer. Yeah. I think my answer is the guy who's going to coach me for the next 10 years. And there's a lot of risk with that. Like, who is that guy? Easier said than done. Now, I do have a guy who I'm going to publicly endorse. I don't know if I'm going to do that today, but I do have a guy. Hmm. What?
I was just going to say, before you introduce your guy, I was just curious, have you seen the Brian Costello guy he's put out
there? I saw the Brian Costello guy. I like Brian Costello. Matt Nagy.
Nagy.
Yeah.
That, please just get Joe up ASAP if the Jets hire Matt Nagy.
Brian Costello's doing his job as a reporter, all right? He's getting people interested. He's getting people to yell at him. And I got nothing bad to say about Brian. All I'll say about him is I hate that pick. I think that's a terrible, terrible pick, all right? But my idea, should I endorse someone or should I wait until we're out of it? What do you think, Positive Tommy?
I would wait until the Jets are done.
Okay.
And you conceded and then endorse your new candidate.
Okay. I have a candidate, though. It's not John Gruden. It's not Matt Nagy. It's not Bill Belichick. It's not any of those guys. It's somebody else, and I gave it a lot of thought.
All right. Also, while Aaron Rodgers is declaring he is coming back, there is something with the Jets that is not coming back.
Go ahead.
Care? Sauce Gardner has now said today to the media he is re-deleting social media from his
I think that's the best idea he's ever had.
But how long is he going to be? 12
because
hours? Because he's going to the bathroom?
That's fine. I hope it's permanent.
Yeah, but I don't know why so many of these guys are so invested in it.
I think it's like because they see what people are saying and feel the need to respond.
But you don't need to respond.
Of course not.
At all.
Like, Sean responds all the time. He wants to fight with people about the Giants and being fat. I'm like, why?
That's Sean's job right now.
I guess.
It's to be interactive.
He's also bored on the train.
Definitely. Definitely bored on the train.
I think that...
Matt Nagy? You don't want Matt Nagy.
Of course I don't want Matt Nagy.
I'm flummoxed by this.
I was being respectful of Brian Costello. It's a horrible idea. Brian's a good guy. He's getting people to talk about it. I respect him as a reporter. It's one of the dumbest ideas he's ever had. I still love the guy. I still like him. But no, I don't want Matt Nagy. What are you, freaking crazy? Matt Nagy.
Hey, he's made the playoffs.
I understand. He did fine in Chicago. Ask the people in Chicago what they think of Matt Nagy. All right? Hey, let them give us a full report. Though right now, I think they rate him higher than Eberflus. I'll tell you that. Yeah. I've got my candidate.
Text me your candidate, by the way.
You want me to text you my candidate?
Text it to me right now.
Yes. I think I should announce it if you want me to find out personally.
No. What's me personally and millions of people?
I know who it is.
Here's the problem with not announcing it. When somebody else has it a week from now, you're right. Not first.
It's Brian Flores, isn't it?
It is Brian Flores.
Told you.
He got my endorsement. But I'll tell you why I like Brian Flores. And it's actually pretty understandable. Brian Flores, and it has nothing to do with what he's doing defensively. He's a great defensive mind. That doesn't mean anything to me. You got to be a head coach. You need to be a head coach. And so there are a couple of things I like about Brian Flores. Number one, I do like the idea, and Nagy fits this too, by the way. I like the idea of someone who's coached before.
Yes.
Someone who has
had either a success or failure.
Yes.
At that job, and now this is their second chance.
Correct. Now, that doesn't always work. Ask Giant fans about Pat Shurmur. That isn't always successful. But I like the idea of someone who's done it before. Here's the other thing about Brian Flores. Unlike Adam Gase, who I thought sucked in Miami, I thought Brian did a good job and didn't deserve to be fired. He was there for 3 years. They were 5-11 in year one. They won 10 games in year two. They won 9 games in year three. And one of the biggest criticisms that he faced was, he made Tua upset. Tua was really sad.
Yeah.
Because Brian Flores was tough on him.
Well, I mean, it was hard. It's hard to evaluate that one effectively because he's just that kind of coach.
Yeah.
Like, he was a negative reinforcing coach. And certain guys don't mind it. Tua did. And so he just didn't know how to adjust to Tua.
And that is something I hope he learned from.
And he did. Because when Tua called him out, he I don't know if he apologized, but he basically said he understands.
Well, and I think what he understands is you have to coach different individuals differently.
100%.
Some guys can be coached hard. Some guys can be coached soft.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.